Lord Vader? Do you want to kill some rebels? Come on, let's go and play. We never get to any more. Let's win this war before they get away. We used to blast whole planets, but now we don't. I wish you would tell me why. Do you want to kill some rebels? I really, really hate those rebels.
Go away.
I hope they die.
Initialize sequence. Jarvis, drop my needle.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. You are not a Jedi.
That's a fake laugh.
It's real!
Happy Halloween, Mitch.
Halloween?
Yeah. What? It's Labor Day. It's time to move on to Halloween.
Oh.
Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party started tonight at the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World Orlando.
They couldn't wait past Labor Day. They had to do it tonight.
Tonight. Tomorrow, Legoland Florida begins its transformation into Brick or Treat, so you'll see things popping up there if you come to our neck of the woods.
You know, the funny thing is I was at Hobby Lobby getting stuff for a costume I was making, and I'm walking through. This is early August, and there's like eight rows of Christmas already stocked, and they're literally ready to purchase it right now, and only one row of Halloween.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, what, did we miss a holiday here?
Apparently.
Usually
the holiday that everybody misses is Thanksgiving. You go from Halloween right to Christmas. There's no Thanksgiving, no pilgrims, no turkeys.
Who wants?
It's crazy.
What are you going to do? You're going to do a parade of people walking down with big turkey stuffing in their face?
Sure, why not?
People already do that, don't they?
Mm-hmm. All right, well, welcome back to the Campfire, boys and girls. My name is the greatest man who ever lived, Counselor Jack Lambert, and on the other side is
Butter Nugget. Or a.k.a. Mitch.
Hey, look at there.
Hey, you got it. Thank you, Pepper Jack.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Mitchell?
Again, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. I have a very boring life, don't I?
Kind of a sad, pathetic little life you have.
I know. It's work or just sit on the couch at home and watch TV with reruns over and over and over.
Okay.
What about you?
About the same.
Yeah.
Nothing going on. We will not be recording next week because I'm anticipating going to my biannual NASCAR race back home in Richmond, Virginia.
Nice.
Where I may find Counselor Ryan.
May. He may be Maybe. Lost in the shuffle of things out there.
Maybe I'll find him. Maybe he'll make his presence known.
Maybe he'll call in.
Yeah, quite possibly. I might have to call you. Hey, do a show. I got Ryan in the trunk of the car. I'm going to spring him out. Because the race is Saturday, so I could totally do something on Sunday or Monday.
Yeah.
Preferably Sunday, because my flight leaves stupid early Tuesday morning. So, what are we doing tonight? As I said, today is Labor Day.
Yes.
If we get this posted tonight, today is Labor Day. If not, yesterday was Labor Day.
Yes. Is it,
or if you're listening to this in the future, it was Labor Day a week ago. Pick a time. It was Labor Day maybe a year ago if you're just discovering our show in 2015, 16, it was 2 years ago.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But is it wrong to be working on Labor Day? Or is that what Labor Day is for?
No, because I deferred my holiday. Mm-hmm. When I fly out to go to the race on Thursday, that's my holiday. I'm not claiming any vacation time, personal day, nothing like that. It is my holiday. So I don't mind working today because I get it later.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, may not unless you are forced.
Usually it's the latter.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Labor Day, all the kids in America, anyway, are gone back to school tomorrow. So
It is the symbol of school starting.
Yeah, if you're doing that, safe travels, have a good year in whatever grade you're going into. My 20th high school reunion is coming up in a couple of weeks. Not going, but...
You know, I don't think they even tried to contact me for my 10th.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever did a 10th either. I probably would go if I wasn't going to Virginia this weekend, but like back-to-back trips to Virginia, I just couldn't swing it.
Yeah.
So anyway, the end of summer obviously means the beginning of Halloween, which we just touched on, but it also means the beginning of the fall season for TV stations and cinemas around the world.
Yes, all those horror movies and dramas and everything else.
Which we're not going to talk about.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the good stuff. I like horror movies, but there hasn't been a good horror movie in years.
Or it's just a repeat of something that someone's already done.
Well, see, I would lump Rob Zombie's Halloween into the good horror movie category.
When's that supposed to come out?
It's out. It's been out for years.
I thought they're making another one.
Halloween 3D has been on the books for a while, but Rob Zombie is not directing.
Mm.
So, anyway, I would lump that in with the good horror movies, but it's totally something somebody's already done. Halloween 2 was not, but the original Rob Zombie's Halloween was kind of a remake of the first one. So anyway, we're probably not going to talk about any horror movies, but we will talk to you about TV shows that I, for the most part, am excited about, and Mitch will talk about some as well.
We have a lot more TV shows on our list than movies. Because
movies coming out this year suck. You want to start with movies? Let's start with movies. Guardians of the Galaxy has taken the 2014 title of top box office hit of the year. It was number one again over Labor Day. So there you go.
So all the marketing was correct. It is the number one blockbuster.
It is. It beat the Lego Movie, which is number two now. Both starring Chris Pratt, one as Emmett and one as Star-Lord.
He must be rolling the dough.
He's gotta be. Like, that dude just came out of nowhere. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I know he's on Parks and Recreation, but I don't watch that. So, to me, he just kind of came out of nowhere. Before I saw Lego Movie, I knew him from Movie 43, where he was the guy who his girlfriend asked him to poop on her. That's how I know Chris Pratt. And then he came out as Emmett. So anyway, I was reading about that and some asshole put, good, can we stop talking about Frozen now? And my response back to you, asshole, who wants to stop talking about Frozen, along with the rest of the world, Frozen came out in 2013. Boom. Drop the mic. So yes, we can stop talking about it. It didn't even come out in 2014, so it can't be the number one movie.
But I thought it came out in like...
It was like November. It was a holiday movie. Yeah, it was definitely, I don't know when it was, but it was definitely a holiday season movie. Movies coming out. The reason I brought up Guardians of the Galaxy is I also read an interesting article that talked about that, but also said what movie coming out in 2014 can unseat that. And from the list that we looked at, not many. But there is one.
Yes. So,
I can't whistle. I smoke too much. I can't do the little Mockingjay. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, I could have just dropped an audio bit for you.
No, it's better if I do it.
Okay.
I'm going to be like the guy from Police Academy and just do sound effects. So, yeah, Hunger Games, that's really the only movie coming out that has a chance of unseating Guardians of the Galaxy, which is good news for Marvel fans, because I don't think it will.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I think it'd be a nice runner.
I don't even think it's going to be a Lego Movie.
You don't think it's going to be a Lego Movie either?
Mm-mm.
So, yeah.
Here's my thing about Hunger Games. I like the movies. I mean, I'm not like fanatical about them. And my wife, who normally likes that type of stuff, she's not really fanatical about it either. It's just something that we like. But both of them now, we watched on Blu-ray months, like not even months after the theatrical release, like when the Blu-ray came out. Oh, we got to get that first day. No, it was like months after the Blu-ray came out.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, it's $10. Let's get it. You know, it was a sale purchase.
Yeah, I didn't really get into the first one. And then for some reason, I enjoyed watching it backwards. I liked watching the second one first and then the first for some reason.
Yep.
Yeah, I think the Hunger Games can probably make third, if not beat Lego or Guardians. What about animated?
I don't know what third is. I know it's Lego. I know it's Guardians. It might be... oh, yes, I do. It's Captain America Winter Soldier.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Which drops on DVD next week.
It feels
week.
Like that movie was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Before I decided we'd do a preview of fall, I was thinking in my head while I was prepping notes and stuff that we would do a summer recap. And, like, it just seems like Captain America was so long ago because it came out in May.
Really?
Yeah. So does Spider-Man.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm going to do a quick search and see what else came out in tops.
Okay.
you struggling there?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I smoked too much to whistle. I'm sure that sounds great coming through people's speakers.
Yeah.
Just me blowing giggity.
All right, so...
So you looked it up.
On the domestic side, Guardians is first, Captain America is second, and Lego is third.
All right, so I got it backwards.
Yeah, but I mean...
That's close.
Either way, they are neck and neck when it comes to how much between Captain and Lego.
Yeah, Captain America, per this website, says that it made $259.77 million, and the Lego movie is number three with $257.75 million, so... Roughly $2 million separating the two.
Yeah.
And then, which in movie money is nothing.
Yeah. And then Transformers got fourth and Maleficent got fifth.
Hmm.
I thought wow. Maleficent was a bomb.
I did too. That's amazing.
I mean, it's above X-Men Days of Future Past.
That doesn't surprise me. But what it does surprise me that it's on the list, but it doesn't surprise me that X-Men is low on the list.
And X-Men The Amazing Spider-Man fell to 8.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's a shame. Go back, like we said last week, go back and rewatch that movie or see it for the first time. Now that it's out on Blu-ray, it's actually worth your time.
Yeah.
So, Maleficent, huh?
I
guess I'll have to watch that when it comes out on Blu-ray. Like, I didn't give a fuck before, but.
Yeah, it's Redbox it. Or
people
something.
Like it.
Maybe.
No, my kid will want it. So anyway, what movies were we going to talk about? We made a list, but I don't even know if I want to deal with it because they're all shit.
Yeah. I mean, the most recent thing coming out, a lot of trailers out, is The Maze Runner.
Yeah. That's another one of those young adult things like Twilight and Divergent and bleh.
Yeah.
I don't really care about it. Like at first I thought it was based off of the little iPhone game you can get where you run from that big monster and collect coins like fucking Sonic, but... I was like, disappointed when that's not what it was.
Like Temple Run?
Yeah, like Temple Run, only Maze Runner. You know, that's what I see.
And then a recent trailers that have been coming out would be the Dracula movie, The Untold Story.
Everyone knows, or if you've listened to this show from the beginning, everyone knows how I feel about origin stories. And I don't feel that Dracula needs an origin story. Well, Universal is banking on this movie. For those that don't live and work in theme parks like we do, the Halloween Horror Nights event, which is huge and consistently the number one event in the country at least, they're having a haunted area, maze house, whatever you want to call it, of Dracula Untold. So they're banking on this thing. And it doesn't even open until like October 9th, and Horror Nights opens in like 2 weeks.
You can't screw up vampires with haunted houses. I mean, it's all it's going to be is another house themed to scenes that they have in the movie and with vampires in the style of that particular movie.
They showed the trailer for this thing before Sin City last week. I don't know if you remember, but it didn't strike me as something that I want to go out and see. I tend to dig vampires and everything, but it wasn't something I want to run right out and see.
Yeah, it was not one on my list either. I kind of like how they were trying to do the Lad Impaler
right
kind of story at the same time, but it's got the...
The Francis Ford Coppola movie from the 90s is actually, in my opinion, the best Dracula movie that ties into the Vlad the Impaler and all that stuff. I think I saw it on Netflix the other night, so it might be out there if you've never seen it.
What a coincidence.
You want to hear some of this Dracula untold? I've got some of it.
If you want.
All right.
10 years of prosperity ever since our prince came back to us.
Can we go riding tomorrow, Papa?
Of course we can. I just want peace.
The Sultan is preparing for war with Europe.
He requires 1,000 boys for his army, including your son.
And your mother.
Mehmed will punish all Transylvania for what you have done.
I'll find a way.
I have been waiting an eternity for a man of your strength to arrive. What is it you are seeking?
I want the power to destroy my enemies and save my family.
Drink.
What's happening to you?
I'm a human figure, not a ghost.
I see the devil inside him!
その男、悪にして英雄。ドラキュラゼロ。
Yeah, I pulled up an international trailer because it was short. So, Dracula Zero is whatever language,
yeah.
Asian, some sort of Asian for Dracula Untold. But that's the trailer that I recall from Sin City 2. So it's not different.
Yeah, it's for some reason I thought Dracula was the original vampire, and this makes it implies that he's not the original vampire.
Correct. Because he climbs the mountain and he goes into the cave and he's like, "What do you want?" And he's like, "Oh, I want to defeat my enemies. Here, drink this blood." And it's not good.
You know, the one thing that caught my attention that it was liking that trailer.
The music?
Yes.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yeah. I was like,
what? Yeah, that's kind of a cool cover of that song.
Yeah.
Kind of goth version, whatever. All right. I'm on the fence. I mean, I'll probably check it out on Redbox at least, but I don't plan on going to the theaters and seeing it. And yeah. It doesn't make me want to go to Halloween Horror Nights either, so I don't know what Universal's marketing strategy was there. Moving on.
Tusk.
I do want to see Tusk from our good friend Kevin Smith, who is going into horror movie territory yet again after Red State, which is phenomenal. If you've never seen it, it's definitely on Redbox. Or not Redbox, Netflix, because I was looking at it yesterday. This trailer's really long, but I'm going to play the whole thing. It's 2.5 minutes, so it even goes past our fair use agreement, but I don't think Kevin Smith's a podcaster. He'll dig it.
Yeah.
Always do sober what you do drunk. That'll teach you to keep your mouth shut.
Hemingway said that.
Yes, he did. And he said it to me.
I don't want you to go to Canada tomorrow.
It's for the podcast. It's what I do.
I travel around and I interview weird or interesting people.
So look out, you crazy Canucks!
Wandering Wallace takes a raunchy road trip up to the Great White North.
Hello. I'm an old man who has enjoyed a long and storied life at sea. And after eons of oceanic adventure, I know I do not wish to spend my remaining years alone while I have such stories to share.
How far is Bifrost from here?
It's about 2 hours from here.
It's about 2 hours away.
I hate American guys.
Good evening.
It's nice to meet you.
Could I interest you in some tea?
So what happened after the boat sank?
I was alone. And then something very swift and frightening moved by me.
A walrus saved your life?
The walrus is far more evolved than any man I've ever known. Present company included.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you
It'll be all right, Mr. Tuff.
He hasn't called me in 3 days. I'm worried.
Boris!
Why are you doing this?
Are you really mourning your humanity? I don't understand. Who in the hell would want to be human?
So, from the fat stoner guy who is known probably to most of our audience from Comic Book Men, but also the Jersey movies with Clerks, his first film, and Mallrats and everything else, has gone to making a horror movie about a podcaster who, from the looks of the trailer, is being turned into a walrus, kind of a human centipede type thing going on there. I'm fucking intrigued. I can't wait, because like I said, Red State was really good. You when know, he got away from comedy the first time.
I'm looking it up on IMDb, and they have some info about it, where apparently the idea for this movie came during recording of the SM or the S Modcast episode 259 of the Wallace and the Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
And in the episode, they talk about Smith and his longtime friend, producer Scott Moiser, discussing an article featuring a gum tree and a homeowner offering living situation free of charge if the lodger agrees to dress as a walrus. The discussion kept going on from there, resulting in almost an hour-long episode being spent on reconstructing and telling the hypothetical story based on an ad.
Yep. Yeah, it looks good. I mean, I'm a huge Kevin Smith fan. One of the reasons I got into podcasting in the first place, because I listened to a bunch of his and like, hey, I could do that. So yeah, I'm interested. Moving on.
We also have on, I kept the last one, Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6. So before we went on the air, Butternugget and I had a debate about this in that it is definitely, it's not a Marvel movie. Not part of the MCU. Mitch argued, does it have the Marvel logo? No, it probably doesn't. It is definitely a Disney movie, but its inspiration is a Marvel comic that I know not that much about. I mean, maybe we need to have somebody on the show, like Steven, who joined us a couple weeks ago. He is a avid comic book reader. Maybe he can shed some more light on this. But it's a Marvel property that Disney has taken over on its own, and I think it's not the last time we're going to see that.
Probably not. There's probably so many comic book out there that Marvel has that they don't feel is movie live action rated, but Disney may feel that it could be used as an animation film.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking it up right now. It's a team of fictional comic book superheroes created by Steven T. Seagal and Duncan Rallo. The team first appeared in Alpha Flight number 17 in 1998. And then they had their own self-titled miniseries. And then that's about it. They had a 6-issue miniseries in 2008.
Right. So essentially it's something that they can take that isn't Iron Man, isn't Captain America, isn't Thor, something that people don't really know that much about and put it out there and see what happens. I mean, I've seen a couple of the trailers. I think it looks good. I think it looks funny. It's definitely a Disney movie, so there's that. I mean, don't expect a whole lot out of it.
Yeah.
Like a game changer for the mouse, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I think when it gets closer and maybe more trailer comes out and more, maybe it'll get me interested to see it in theaters, or otherwise I'll just wait till it comes out on DVD.
Yep, I agree. All right, you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
All right.
It's a funny thing about funny things. No two people laugh the same way, or even at the same kind of humor. That's why this year on ABC's Wide World of Entertainment, you'll find a wide variety of comedy shows. There's Broadside, for example, a great new comedy about four girls on an island with 4,000 sailors.
All right, girls, come out and meet the enemy.
Yeah!
Is it safe? Molly, let's just say this is where you win the Purple Heart the hard way.
Do I say freeze, I mean freeze.
Well, that's how it is on Ranakai Island. Now, here's how it might be if a man married a girl and she turned out to be bewitched.
Would I say I was a witch if I'm not?
I don't know. You're a witch, all right.
Remember, no matter what makes you laugh, this season you'll find everything from Broadside to Bewitched on ABC's Wide World of Entertainment.
All right, let's talk fall TV because there are way more and way better TV shows coming out than movies.
Some wider variety of shows, too.
Yep. What's on the list there, Butter?
Well, we've got... let's start with some comic-themed ones. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, you threw me for a second. I was waiting for you to say, like, Wacky Next Door Neighbor. When you said comic, I just heard comedy in my head. So I'm like, oh, we're talking about comedies? Gotcha. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Oh, where do I begin with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Again, if you're a longtime listener of this show, I have a love-hate relationship with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. To be honest, I still have 8 episodes of last season sitting on my DVR. Just waiting to watch. I still haven't watched them.
How big is your DVR?
I don't care. It's big enough, baby. I just don't care. I mean, I don't... As we said earlier, Winter Soldier comes out on Blu-ray next week. I'm almost up to the point where, spoiler alert, Hydra and S.H.I.E.L.D. converge, and then they changed Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. halfway through the season to match what happened in Winter Soldier.
Uh-huh.
So I'm almost to that point. So I think I might wait and then get Winter Soldier on Blu-ray and then watch it in chronological order.
Okay.
So season 2 looks good. I mean, they're dealing with the Hydra takeover or the Hydra infiltration that has been going on forever, we learn in Winter Soldier. They're bringing in more characters from the comics, more superheroes. The ironic thing is now there's not another Marvel movie until, Avengers 2. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is just going to be out there by itself right now, just kind of tinkering along until Age of Ultron comes out.
It'll probably start trying to grasp for,
I would assume that they're, season finale of season 2 will tie into Avengers 2 somehow.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
It would make sense because if you're trying to run these things, you know, side by side.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't work for future reruns, but no one gives a shit about time consistency in reruns.
No. And I have high hopes. I really do. I've had high hopes for the show from the beginning. I just need them to deliver what I'm looking for. And in season 1, they didn't do it yet.
I think they spent so much time trying to establish themselves and then using the freebie stuff that they could from Thor and Winter Soldier to get themselves going or to keep them going.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think they should do more of tying the movies into it. I mean, we've already been told that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is part of canon, and then you had the Winter Soldier storyline directly affect Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so we know it's part of the same story, the same cinematic universe. They need to capitalize that on a little bit more, rather than saying, oh, this episode is going to tie into Thor the Dark World, and then just have them cleaning up the mess
yes.
that Thor and everybody left. It was terrible.
Yeah, it's like you got a perfect opportunity. You got all these stuff from the movies you can use. Mm-hmm. The budget of this show can be so little and be able to get so much done.
Yeah, they did bring Lady Sif in, so and I think that's the next episode I need to watch. So they did bring in a secondary ancillary character from Thor into that world, but I want to see Tony Stark show up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or, you know, fucking Guardians of Rocket Raccoon walks through. I don't know, just something. I want to see big names.
You want to see cameos or like...
Well, they've done cameos.
Whole episodes involving them.
Nick Fury's been in a couple episodes, so they've done cameos from the movie. What they need to do is like bring Loki in. Everybody loves Loki. Just bring Loki in and make him the bad guy of season two.
That would be interesting for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That would make me interested in watching it.
Cause yeah.
You got a real good villain to work with.
Yeah. And it's at the beginning it was very Monster of the Week. So, and then of course it shifted once the Hydra thing happened in Winter Soldier. So now Hydra is the big bad. But like Mitch just said, I mean, give us a good, compelling, over-story-arcing villain.
It was,
Tom Hiddleston's not doing anything right now except for looking sexy for the fangirls. So,
in comparison, it would be like Professor Mortimer to, or not Mortimer, whatever, to Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
You know, it's where he does things in the background and he's not really in the foreground, but you know it was him.
Right.
And it keeps going and going and just.
All right, I think we beat this horse enough. I'm going to watch it. I might not watch it when it comes on, but I'm going to watch it.
Arrow,
I have actually not watched it. It is in my Netflix queue, and they just finished their second season. And another show on our list from our prep notes earlier are The Flash. Mm-hmm. And I do know that Arrow and The Flash are kind of doing a Marvel Cinematic Universe style thing, only it's DC, in that... Those shows are in the same plane. So since I haven't seen Arrow, I can't really comment on if The Flash is a spinoff or if The Flash is its own thing, but they're definitely set within the same city, same time frame, same everything. So that'll be good. And it makes me excited to finally go to Netflix and watch Arrow.
Yeah. I watched, I think, the premiere episode. And then I just never really kept up on watching the other ones. And so when I tried to Netflix it, I just wasn't getting into it. So it's probably
not
for me.
Like everything with DC. DC doesn't really make things for the masses. Because as many people want to defend the Christopher Nolan Batman movies, they're really not for everybody. Not even for me, who's a huge, you know, superhero nerd. I could care less about those movies. So... And I feel that way about DC in general, where Marvel, again, you can have the number one movie and the number two movie of the year be Marvel movies. They definitely make movies that appeal to everybody. DC is more of an acquired taste.
And with The Flash, are they going to have the same mistakes like in the 1990 series where they've tried to make it and it just, I mean, it didn't even last one season.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm looking at a picture of him like, oh my God, that's what we watched in the 90s?
Yeah, we watched a lot of crap in the 90s. Just garbage. So, anyway, what else you got?
I've got here, I'm going to save that one for later. Last comic themed is Gotham, which is not really a comic, but... Another origin story of yours.
Well, this origin story I'm intrigued of because it's not going to be Joker killing Batman's parents. I mean, it is to an extent, but it's not just retreading that whole story again. There's going to be other characters. It's more the story of Commissioner Gordon, from what I understand, than it is Bruce Wayne as a kid, which I'm digging.
He probably has a lot more past in history that's more interesting than seeing a kid grow up.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Because everybody knows how Bruce Wayne grows up. I mean, Alfred takes care of him. He lives in a big mansion. He acquires all this money. He acquires Wayne Enterprises. It's not even a rags to riches story. It's a, hey, your parents got killed. Oh no, I just lost my headphone. Your parents got killed and we're just going to give you all this money. So that's what I think. I am excited for Gotham, though.
Bruce Wayne lost a headphone?
I lost a headphone. Bruce Wayne might have lost a headphone too. I don't know, but. I definitely did. Hey, now I can hear you again.
Oh, wow. I think it might have some interesting. I'm not sure how long. I mean, is it going to turn into another detective kind of movie or series? And
yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. But of all the comic book shows, this is the one that I'm most excited for.
Yeah, I just don't want to see another NYPD Blue, but in Gotham.
Right. I get you.
All right. We've got American Horror Story.
American Horror Story, another show I have a love-hate relationship with. What I love about American Horror Story is that each season is its own standalone thing. It's got a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
You don't have to follow it for 50 seasons or whatever it is, or jump into it midway.
It's a short story.
Right. It's American Horror Story is more of an anthology. That's why it was American Horror Story was the first season. The second season was Asylum, but it's American Horror Story : Asylum.
Yes.
American Horror Story : Coven. This year it's American Horror Story : Freak Show. I think that this show is hit or miss. First season, great. Second season, it was okay. I watched all of it. It didn't lose my interest. Third season, shite. It was terrible.
Yeah.
My wife liked it, but maybe it was because it was about a coven of witches, and I just wasn't digging all the estrogen going around. this one I am excited for. I actually like carnival type stuff. I kind of like the history of carnies and freak shows and stuff. There was actually an AMC show that I don't think is coming back that was about a freak show, and it was great. I loved it. So I'll watch that type of stuff. So I got high hopes for American Horror Story.
Is there always supernatural in them, or is it just coincidence?
It's always supernatural. I mean, it's American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Coven, other than the witch stuff, which is going to sound stupid, but other than the witch stuff, there wasn't a lot of supernatural. It was a lot of people killing each other. It wasn't like ghost or anything like that. So
interesting.
Yeah. I have high hopes for it.
I've tried to watch a couple episodes, but it's one of those where it's like, it just never meets up to my schedule, or I just don't have the interest of sitting there waiting for it.
Yep.
Let's see here. What else do I have on the, Z-Nation?
Z-Nation. I haven't. Let's play this little quick 30-second sci-fi trailer here.
This is an extinction scale event. The president is dead. Do not approach the infected. There is no cure.
We've been getting our asses kicked. Well, today is the day that all that changes.
It's imperative that I get this person to a lab in California, alive.
Why is she so important?
You're looking at the only human to survive being bitten by a zombie.
Z Nation, coming in September.
Dear baby, baby.
Only on Sci-Fi.
All right, I'm just going to throw this out there because I'm pretty sure a lot of people are thinking about it. Do we really need another zombie movie? And is this just another attempt of a network's another attempt to try to take over what Walking Dead has?
I don't think so. Sci-fi, with the exception of Battlestar Galactica or any of that stuff, it focuses on making campy things. That trailer to me, even though it's really short, seems really campy to me. Like, it's very jokey. It's very, you know, it doesn't look like it takes itself seriously. Like, Walking Dead is definitely a serious show.
We are talking about the network that brings Sharknado
to the world. Yeah. I'll watch it. I love zombies, unlike Mitch. I've loved zombies for a long time. In ninth grade, 24 years ago now, since my 20th reunion, high school reunion. I mentioned that earlier. Yeah. I'm just going to keep bringing it up. 24 years ago in ninth grade, I wrote a paper about George A. Romero being my hero. So I've had a love of zombies for a long time. I'll watch it.
Okay. A comic one I missed, Constantine.
Don't know a whole lot about Constantine. I know it's based off of either a Dark Horse or an Image comic. I think it ties in or is another retelling of the movie that came out a bunch of years ago starring Keanu Reeves. Essentially, Constantine is a demon hunter in the world. Like, the world has demons and he can see them and hunt them. And
yeah. I saw the movie. The movie wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
A man struggling with his faith is haunted by the sins of his past, suddenly thrust into a role defending humanity from gathering forces of darkness.
Ooh.
I know, that's such a weak description.
Yeah, I'll program it to the DVR and see what happens.
All right. We also have here Mike Tyson's Mysteries.
Oh, Adult Swim. So Mike Tyson's Mysteries reminds me of, and you're probably too young to remember this, like the old 80s cartoons starring like Mr. T. There was, I shit you not, a Mr. T cartoon where he traveled around in a van with a group of teenage gymnastics, or gymnast, I guess is the word, and solved mysteries.
I think I remember seeing some funny bits about like with Scooby-Doo group and yeah. Mr. T.
So this is definitely a love letter to those types of things. And Mike Tyson, you know, love him or hate him, or even both, like I tend to do. I love him in some things, and I hate him as a human being. But I'll watch it. I think it's going to be pretty funny if they do it right.
All right. No one cares about my opinions anyways. Ascension.
What was that?
I don't know. You said it and I wrote it down.
Yeah, I forgot which one that one. Oh, I know what that one is. That is another sci-fi show, I believe. If it's not a sci-fi show like the Sci-Fi Network, it's definitely a sci-fi show like a science fiction show. So this show begins in 1963 in an alternate reality where we lost the Cuban Missile Crisis. So President Kennedy decides to send 600 people into space aboard a ship called the Ascension and repopulate another world somewhere outside of Earth.
I think I saw commercials for that.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I just saw it when we were doing our research to see what shows were coming out. I've never seen a trailer, but just based off of that description of what I just said, I'm on board. I'll give it a shot.
All right. We have Simpsons and tie Family Guy with that too.
Simpsons don't care. Family Guy, I'm always excited for.
God loves Stewie, right?
Yeah, Simpsons Family Guy crossover. I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, that's next week, Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be in Virginia, so September, I have to make sure my DVR September 9th. Is set up.
So it's they're starting to put more commercials out for it. I think it'll be all right. I think it's almost like it's time that they both meet. And then Simpsons goes away and Family Guy continues on.
It's an interesting theory. I mean, I don't know. Simpsons has been on forever. When we talked about this for when it was released in Comic-Con, my opinion hasn't really changed. And that's that I don't think that this is anything new or original. I think it's just that it's been talked about for so long that they're saying, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to get this feeling that Simpsons may start to dwindle down or maybe even go away because Fox,
FXX.
Yeah, that channel, which is still a Fox channel,
right,
was doing the whole 12 straight days of nothing but Simpsons. And
yeah, and I tried to watch it because I haven't watched it since, here we go with high school again, 20 years ago. I watched it when it debuted. And, you know, everybody and his brother had Bart Simpson t-shirts. That was the thing to do. That was the cool thing.
Eat my shorts,
I watched
man.
It. Yeah, I watched it for like two seasons. And so early on in the marathon, I decided to check it out and kind of like relive my youth.
Yeah.
But the episodes I watched, I was like, I just don't care. This is, man, I could take it or leave it.
I'm one of those people where I like to have something in the background on while I'm working on something. And so if I'm working on something, I had it running, and it was kind of interesting because I'll pay attention and start watching a couple of episodes and seeing the progression because they did them in order.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Treehouse of Horrors episodes were always a delight when I came across them. I was like, holy shit, I made it in time.
Yeah.
But seeing the progression of the whole series, it's kind of like, oh, wow, we went from this real janky looking, you know, drawn animation to this almost CG looking, where I think they went to full CG now.
Yeah, and since we're lumping them together, Family Guy's the same way. You watch those early episodes of Family Guy, they're terrible. Well, not terrible from a comedy perspective, terrible from they look janky, they're drawn weird, everything's weird. But to bring this back to a point about the Treehouse of Horror shows, I enjoy those too, and I did see one of them. I think it might have been the first one. It was where they did The Shining, and Homer was in the hotel, and it was, I forgot what else.
Bart Does Evermore.
Right. Yep. That one. So that was good. But the problem is, if you're looking forward to one show out of an entire season of shows, is that what you want? Can they just make fucking Halloween specials and call it a day? Because everybody talks about these Halloween Treehouse of Horror episodes. I get it. They're good. They're clever. They're witty. But there's 21 other shows in a season that no one cares about. Everybody's just like, oh, we got to watch Halloween.
I think it's just one of those scenes where it gets to the people who like those things. Because American Dad does it with Christmas. They always have a Christmas episode in their show, and it's always a recurring theme. You know, what's nice about Simpsons is that they can change
what it. What the fuck was that demon's name? Was it Krakus or Brachus or something in American Dad this year? Where it was like, instead of Santa Claus, it was like Krakus or something.
Yeah, I think it was.
So I thought that was something that was completely made up for American Dad. Come to find out it's not. Like, people actually believe that shit. And I forgot where, but somebody, some big theme park, I'm not even going to try to guess in case I'm wrong, because I know that there are people in the industry that listen to this show, but some theme park is like using that as a Halloween thing. And I'm like, that's made up for American Dad. And it's so not. It's like an actual legend. Krampus.
Yeah,
that's what it was. Krampus. Yeah. Wow.
Really?
American Dad's moving to TBS too, by the way. It's not even going to be on Fox anymore. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I remember hearing something about that. I wasn't quite following up on that. But
yeah, I check it out on Adult Swim mostly now. I love that show. I think it's way underrated.
I think they don't really have a political figure to make fun of right now.
Right. I agree with that. I think that they're not going to make fun of Obama. They have a couple times, but nothing to the extent of George Bush.
They always put him in a decent light.
Right. Yeah. And Roger is definitely the breakout star of that show, but I don't think Roger is mainstream enough to have everybody love him and embrace him like a Stewie or a Bart Simpson.
Yeah.
Roger's kind of a fucker.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's nothing. I mean, he's kind of lovable, but there's nothing like childlike, like a Bart Simpson who can, you know, do whatever he wants to, or Stewie that can try to murder his mom and everybody's like, oh, it's just Stewie. It's cute. It's funny.
Yeah. I can see Roger as that douchebag that you just want to hit, but at the same time be like, oh, you're so much fun.
Yeah. All right. Moving on. This is starting to go long.
Once Upon a Time.
Let it go, let it go. Fucking Demi Lovato is so hot. Oh my god, look at her. You can talk about Once Upon a Time. I'm just going to sit here and look at Demi Lovato.
You know, everyone, you're worried that this Frozen storyline is going to take over the show. And I don't think it's going to be a driving factor of the season, but it's going to be like Peter Pan. It's only there for one season.
Hey, spoiler alert. I'm only halfway through season two. I started watching again because I want to catch up. God damn, Demi Lovato. I got to pause this. I can't be looking at her. She distracts me. So anyway, I started watching it again. My wife really likes it. She wanted to watch it. I dug season one. By the end of it, I was kind of burnt out on it. Because I binge watched it on Netflix.
Yeah.
So now's the time. Okay, I'll pick up on season two. And the last episode I saw, they had just sent Prince Charming into the flame room, like if you've been in the sleep curse before.
Yes.
And Henry could go in there and he was talking to Aurora.
Yeah.
But then they send Prince Charming in and they're supposed to have true love's kiss, but then Snow wakes up before they can get the kiss. So now he's trapped there. That's the last episode I saw. So I know they're doing Neverland. Obviously, Captain Hook is the established bad guy of this season already where I'm at. And I kind of like the guy. But when I'm watching it, I'm like, what did they ask for in this audition? Did they ask for handsome guy, late 20s, can do a half-ass Jack Sparrow voice. He's totally doing, it's like, do Jack Sparrow, but don't really do Jack Sparrow. We don't want you to do Jack Sparrow, but we want you to do Jack Sparrow. I feel like that's the direction.
They want a nice, suave Captain Hook.
Right. Yeah, I dig it. I mean, I totally like that character better than traditional Captain Hook that's kind of, you know, pardon the term, but gay. Not gay as in homosexual, just kind of just a weak character. So,
yeah, I'm not going to spoil it for you because there's a lot more that goes into the season. But the whole, from interviews and other things that they talked about, the Frozen storyline is a arc in the episode or in the series, but it is not the driving factor of.
They're totally marketing it like it is. The new image that says that, hey, we're coming out, shows Elsa walking down the middle of Main Street in Storybrooke and freezing it behind her. And we already know that Kristoff is coming. We know Anna and Elsa are coming. Sven's probably going to show up, so we're going to have a bad CG reindeer. Because let's be honest, the effects, unless they've gotten better, are not good in Once Upon a Time. They're so green screen and so composite shot. They're not good. So now you're going to put a whole CG character in there? I'm not digging it.
Well,
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right because I do like the show and I'm not a huge fan of Frozen. If they do it correctly, I get it and I will enjoy it. But if it's just shoving Frozen down my throat even worse, I'm going to grow to not like that show. Unless they have Demi Lovato singing.
Well, I think, and because you haven't done season three, because season three brings Wicked in.
Right.
That season, it's a similar layout I think they're going to do, where there's two stories going on. One is the primary, and then you got the one that's causing the primary to move along. So, just, and it's, we'll see. I really don't think Frozen's going to stick to it. If it does, it's probably just because they're in the human world and they're not in the fantasy world.
All right, 2 points. Well, one's a point, one's a question. Number one, the only cute princess in all of Storybrooke is Belle. Let's just throw that out there right now. The rest of them are all dog-faced ugly, especially compared to me looking at Demi Lovato on my screen right now. Oh, it's over. I should restart it, or maybe I'll just watch another
that,
one of
that
her
video
videos.
Should end with some ugly like, we'll, ass or something.
We'll play I Really Don't Care, because I like that song. And she's smoking hot, and I can look at her as I'm talking. So, yeah, Belle is the only good-looking princess. And the second, which brings me to my question, since it got canceled, and it was only a one-and-done season, should I waste my time watching Once Upon a Time in Wonderland? Discuss.
No.
Okay.
I don't think it... I mean, it was a nice attempt, but I don't think it worked.
No, clearly, that's why they canceled it.
Yeah.
Well, so that's good. I won't waste my
time
with it.
I think they basically knew 3/4 of the way in that this show is not going to keep going, and so they made an end for it.
Okay. All right, let's just cut to the end here.
All right,
and I'll pause Demi Lovato, even though I want to continue.
Well, we have one.
To look at her.
We have one left.
No, there's two. There's two left.
There
and
is?
They're the two biggest shows that we've talked about on this show, on our show, with the exception of Walking Dead.
Well, I have one.
I just blew it. With the exception of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There we go.
Okay, well, I have one that's on my list that I've been keeping to the end for you with Sons of Anarchy.
Hated last season. Intrigued about this season, especially since Marilyn Manson is in it. And I love Marilyn Manson as an artist and a performer and everything else. So I want to see if his acting chops hold up in Sons of Anarchy. And I'm curious of where they go. My prediction is that everyone is going to die. Like, the entire cast is just going to fucking go out in a blaze of glory. That's my prediction.
Do it Soprano style and just black out?
No. Which, did you see? The creator of Sopranos has finally come out and said, no, Tony Soprano didn't die at the end of that blackout.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he came out. And so now the mystery's solved. If you've ever wondered, did Tony Soprano live? The answer is yes.
They should just end it where it cuts to black and then you just hear multiple gunshots. Just let it be.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to die. I'm excited for it. We'll see. Because I hated last season.
All right, and then your last and favorite.
Last two, man. Walking Dead and Star Wars Rebels.
Well, I thought... Never mind.
You keep saying last one. Last
all right,
one.
All right, it was the last one on my list. Sorry, I didn't have your two favorites on the list. Anyways, Walking Dead. We'll end with the peach of them all. All
right, I really need to stop Demi Lovato if we're going to talk about Walking Dead. Maybe I can just look at pictures of her.
Is there a zombie version of her?
Oh, my God. If there was, I'm not even going to go there. Walking Dead, we've talked about it already when the trailer dropped at Comic-Con. I'm stupid, stupid, stupid excited for it. If you haven't seen Season 4, it is out on Netflix now. Or maybe it will be if it's not already. Because I looked at what was coming in September on Netflix, and that was definitely on the list. So, yeah, watch it. Don't expect too much from the beginning of the season because it was terrible. But the end of the season was really good, really redeemed itself. Ridiculously excited for season 5. And that's really all we need to say.
All right. And then the favorite of them all, Star Wars Rebels.
Star Wars Rebels. They keep putting out these little 3-minute, like, they're like drug dealers, man. They give you a little hit. And then you're like, oh my God, I need more of this. Star Wars Rebels, there has not been a dud in any of these short little clips they've been putting out. The first one was 7 minutes. We talked about that. And then it's like manna from the gods that they just drop these out and they show up on my DVR or they show up on my newsfeed and Facebook. And I'm like, oh my God, I gotta watch this. It's like crack. And they give me this one little tiny hit and I shoot the hit into my veins. And then I'm like jonesing, like shaking, waiting for October to get here so I can watch all of Rebels. Have you seen any? I know you saw the 7-minute one because we watched it together. Have you seen any of the 3-minute clips?
I haven't been going searching for them, but I need to go.
Oh my God, they're so good.
I started watching one, and then we went into prepping for the show. So
yeah, all I'm gonna say, because you know we're talking about TV and fall movies right now, but at the end of the day, we are a Star Wars podcast. Our fucking logo has Star Wars in it. We are the Imperial Jamboree because we're not rebels; we're Sith and Imperials. And stormtroopers and everything else. So we are a Star Wars podcast. We are excited about this. And to all you fanboys on the internet right now saying that this is a step back from Clone Wars. It's going to be more kiddie than Clone Wars because it's Disney. I challenge all of you guys to go back and watch the original trilogy. Watch 4, 5, and 6. And tell me that the sense of adventure and the sense of fun in those movies do not match Rebels. If you can prove this argument to me, we'll come up with a nice prize and send you something because you're not gonna convince me otherwise without a stupidly strong argument that this is goofy and kiddie and everything else. Go back and watch 4, 5, and 6 and challenge me. Take that, troopers.
And then you came across a little golden nugget of possibility of in a synopsis with the...
Oh, yeah. There's a timeline now. Like, when we've been talking about Rebels, I've gone on record as saying, I don't know where Rebels fits. Now I do. It is 14 years, right? 14 yeah. years after Revenge of the Sith and 5 years before Episode 4, A New Hope. So there's your canon. Tomorrow, actually, the first book of the new canon that wasn't designated as Legends comes out, and it's an introduction to Rebels, and I'm totally going to get it. We posted it on our Facebook, the cover of it. It's called A New Dawn. I'm totally going to get it. Oh, I'm going to get it tomorrow, and I'm going to read it on the plane on Thursday before I land in Virginia. Like the whole 500 pages I'm going to read in an hour.
That's like Harry Potter to you.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I'm excited about that, too.
Interesting. All right. I think that's all on our list. And I'm pretty sure these people are probably going, all right, are we going to talk anything about we'll be going on for an hour?
Holy crap. This is supposed to be a short episode. Every time we get it in our heads we're going to do a short episode, we all just run out of time. I think we're biologically prone to do an hour and then that's it. Like, we're going to stretch it so that we know what an hour is.
Yeah, all right. We just don't realize that time is passing so fast.
All right, plug us and let's get out of here.
All right, campers, you can reach us and share with us at facebook.com/imperialjamboree, Twitter at imperial_jam, imperialjamboree.podomatic.com. You can also download our podcast at Stitcher and iTunes. And back to the greatest man that ever lived, Pepper Jack.
Yes. I was wondering if you're going to say that or not. All right. So once again, no episode next week. I know you guys will be crushed and defeated and heartbroken. But we will be back. Well, we might not be back the week after.
Don't we have...
The week after is my birthday and fanboy. Yeah. So unless we can live podcast from the show, we'll let you know. We'll do like a little teaser commercial thing that says, hey, we're coming. And we'll post it on our Twitter and our Facebook, and we'll let you know. But definitely next week I'll be in Virginia. I'm the hunt for Counselor Ryan. I'm going to say it. It's like a Star Trek episode, the search for Ryan. So
we should make a little sweet segment that we put out midweek or something.
Right. And one of the things that I need to talk about is last week, and since we're talking about TV this week, last week, I went on record as saying that Breaking Bad is the greatest show I'll never see. I was challenged by a respected listener of ours, a guy that I have a lot of respect for and consider a good friend, has challenged me to at least watch the pilot. So I was going to do it this week. I didn't. I sat on my couch and played video games. And then I watched Once Upon a Time with my wife. So I am going to watch Breaking Bad sometime before we record again, and I'm going to give you my thoughts and see if it hooks me and makes me want to binge watch the next 5 seasons on Netflix, or if I'm still just kind of meh about the whole thing.
That's the magic of Netflix.
So, yeah, so look forward to that. Look forward to me reviewing a show that's 5 years old. That'll be all kinds of a good time. You asked for it. You know who you are, buddy.
Can we do the back sound effects when we do?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Later, campers.
What's going on?
They announced the premiere date for Star Wars Episode 7. It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, it's so cool. I should be happy about Star Wars. But just like blue milk, I feel blue. 'Cause what if it's a mess? I can't help but obsess about all the horrible crap they could do. They could give lightsabers to Ewoks. Make Boba Fett have a talking dog friend.
Voiced by Eddie Murphy.
Product placement will be sad. Plot twist, Lucas' own dad.
I'll never join me.
And everyone high fives in the end. Yeah.
Don't do drugs.
They could save all of the Wookiees and dress them up in business suits. Akbar says,
it's a wrap!
And then he starts to rap. And Han says a catchphrase when he's huge.
Oh, did I do that?
Oh, I've been burned so many times before. Green Lantern, Prometheus, two girls, one cup. But Star Wars is the one that I most adore. Please, JJ, don't f*** this up. I don't know what's real anymore. Star Wars has become my sad fixation. Mom wanted me to be a surgeon. I'm 26 and still a comic collector. But never mind, these movies could be awesome! A million Force ghosts going on a killing spree. Giant space war everywhere. Chewie throwback all his hair. I'll camp out for a whole year just to see. Star Wars Episode 7, shot in IMAX and 3D, and starring me as Luke Skywalker's favorite son, who gets the best stuff like lightsabers made of gold, and finally has sex.